It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. We have some breaking news right now. Federal prosecutors are expected to announce corruption charges today against nine people close to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, including two of his former aides. Joseph Prococo and Todd Howe have been at the center of the long-running investigation by U.S. Attorney Puri Barara into what's allegedly the Cuomo administration's attempt to use billions of dollars in state funding to bring new jobs to upstate New York. Joining us now to break the story down is Erica Orden with the Wall Street Journal. Erica, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So the complaints were just unsealed. We know you're tweeting out parts of them right now. For what you've been able to read so far, what are these arrests about?
So nine people have been charged, as you mentioned, including Joe Prococo, who is Andrew Cuomo's, he was for decades Andrew Cuomo's closest aide and one of his closest friends, and Todd Howe, who is a lobbyist who had very close ties to the Cuomo administration. We're still going through the complaint, but a lot of it centers on various economic development programs that were overseen, if not started, by Andrew Cuomo, the governor, and as well as a part of the alleged scheme involves an energy company that was paying Joe Prococo's wife and had business before the state. So it's an 80-page complaint. It's a fairly complicated variety of alleged schemes, but there are a number of charges that focus mainly on conspiracy, extortion, and bribery.
Do we know if they've been arrested yet?
That's not clear. Todd Howe, who's the lobbyist that I mentioned, has been cooperating with federal investigators. So it's not clear what the situation concerning his arrest or possibly turning himself in might be. And it's also not clear whether Joe Prococo and the other individuals charged have been arrested or may be able to turn themselves in.
Do we know who the others are?
We do. One of the others is Elaine Colliero, who is the president of the SUNY Polytechnic Institute. He's also a very prominent Cuomo ally, and he's been, in part, an architect of some of the governor's upstate economic development plans.
Do we know how close the other individuals are to the governor, and what does this potentially mean for Governor Cuomo?
Well, some of them are have been major donors to the governor, and they have received they've received state business in the form of contracts or other funding through various state programs, but it's not clear yet how close they are, on a personal level, let's say, to the governor. And for Andrew Cuomo, I mean, this is arguably the most significant political crisis that he's faced in his time in office. He took office in 2011, and he's been his administration has been investigated before, including over the shutdown of the Moreland Commission. But this is certainly the highest profile instance of people who have worked closely for him or who do work closely for him in very high, powerful positions being charged with a crime.
Okay. Erica Orden with The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.